If you live or drive in Baltimore City, you've seen them. Usually more than two or three, oftentimes dozens of dirt bikes speeding through the city. You wonder about safety. You might wonder why police don't or can't stop them. They are rebels on wheels. And while that's nothing new, really getting into the Baltimore culture of riders is. Lotfi Nathan has spent the last 3 years documenting these dirt bike riders on film, and he joins us now. Lotfi, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, what kind of reaction have you been getting to the trailer and actually just to your to making the film?
Well, it's pretty divided. And on one hand, people take it as a sort of promotion of this illegal group. And on the other, some people see it as a sort of celebratory sport, as a rebellion. And I think it just sort of depends on your personal stance.
So you've gotten to know them. You had to have over the course of 3 years. What are your thoughts?
Well, the way I see it, the dirt bike riders are obviously a contentious thing. There's the consequence is apparent, and that's definitely presented in the film. But at the same time,
safety and that kind of thing?
Right, the danger and right. The accidents that happen and the deaths that are caused and the lack of accountability there is something that's undeniable and addressed in the film. But at the same time, there's a sort of mentorship that happens between the youth who are aspiring to join and the seasoned dirt bike riders that I think is in a strange way a sort of positive element. But that's to be taken by the audience.
Can you give me an example?
Right. Well, I've been filming a young boy who's aspiring to join the group, and in my time that I've spent with him and his family, I got a feel for their neighborhood and what it's like for him to grow up there. A treacherous place, and so this is a sort of a sport that he gravitates towards. The other options are far worse, I would say.
Do you think that when the average person watches your film, that they will have some connection to the subject matter, that they will feel some empathy or some understanding?
Well, I would hope so. And I think that there is a frustration with the city and the lack of resources that I think some people would be able to identify with. With that said, there's also the argument that, you know, kids don't need to be going this route. They could be doing something else, something more constructive, which is also valid. But I think that for those who appreciate this sort of reactionary sensibility and, you know, rebellion, which I think is part of entertainment, you know, and you mentioned that the WBAL helicopters are always kind of following these guys. It's because it's an action story as well.
Were you the subject of some criticism?
I have been. I actually was given a police summons by the BPD for filming, which was thrown out. It's a little bit gray, the charge that I was given. But, I mean, all in all, I'm trying to present that perspective as well, which ironically was harder to get than access to the dirt bike riders is the sort of official police stance, or sort of an honest explanation of what they can really do about it.
Lotfi, how might we see your film when it comes out?
We're looking at some festivals when it's completed and a possible network distribution.
Right now we have the trailer and we'll post it on our website, WBAL.com. And Lotfi Nathan, filmmaker, making the film 12 o'clock in Baltimore about the dirt bike riders that you may have seen zipping through the city. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.